Hi, this is Mara. This journey is best done outdoors, underneath the new moon skies. Now, that's not always possible, so if instead you find you need to be indoors in the middle of the day during a break in time that you have, that'll work too. I recommend having a candle lit. And if you can, lie down in a place where you're super comfortable. And perhaps even have a blindfold or something over your eyes so that it can appear that you're still outdoors. You can imagine you're outdoors and in the dark and soaking up the vibration of the dark side of the planet. Find a comfortable position where you can forget your body. So if you need to wiggle around, stretch, adjust, make yourself as comfortable as possible. Then begin a continuous breathing cycle where it's a long breath in and a long breath out. See if you can slow it down. And with each breathing cycle, imagine that the breath is coming into your body, filling up your entire torso all the way down to the lowest belly, and all the way down to your base chakra. And when you breathe out, imagine all that this air is leaving. It's taking away from you. It's emptying you. You're becoming as empty as possible. Just deep, very slow breaths. And as you do this breathing, you become aware of the fact that the earth breathes too. She's breathing below you. And you feel yourself connecting with the Mother Earth, feeling a syncopation between your heartbeat and the earth. You're syncing up. Your heart is slowing to the soft rhythm of the Mother Earth. And you become more and more relaxed, at home on this beautiful planet. You reach a point where the breath is stillness and the stillness is breath. The two are mixed together as a simple function that happens automatically now without your thinking about it. And since you've been so inward turned, you see the vast blackness inside of you that mirrors the dark sky of the night. We are full of light, but we are also full of shadow. And as you look into your shadow, you see how vast, how dark, how impenetrable it sometimes seems. Your shadow world inside of you. Step into the shadows and notice how they seem to have a form, but not. Sometimes one might pass between you and, say, your hand or your foot, and it obscures, you cannot see. But there's enough of a glow coming from you, coming from some unnamed source, that keeps this from being totally, utterly black. There's a comfort in the total emptiness, and yet there's a heaviness too, a sense of, there's more here than I think there is. And as you look around in this darkness, you feel the sense of being alone, of being very present with just yourself. Ah, now you hear a voice. It's sort of calling, hard to understand. It seems to be a distance away. So you head toward that voice. Not sure if you're walking, you might just be floating actually, floating towards this voice. And it's a discussion. Somebody is talking to someone else, and you can't understand the words, but you can hear the feelings. Voices communicate so much. And there's unhappiness here, there's anger, there's tension as these voices talk. And once you get close enough to almost hear what they're saying, another group of voices begins talking. Not in the same direction though, they're in another area. And you start to walk toward them. And then there are more voices behind you and you turn around. Pretty soon you hear all this talking, all this arguing and crying and complaining and worry happening all around you. All these voices, what are they doing? This is crazy. I don't want these voices anymore. And you suddenly just open your own voice and just scream, ah! The top of your lungs. And suddenly there's silence. And all you hear are the sounds of the earth around you and beneath you. And you begin to see little tiny pricks of light above you, little starlight beams coming down the night sky above you. There are nighthawks and owls, all sorts of birds of the night making their presence known. You can see their outline as they fly against the background of stars. And the stars become brighter and brighter. There's the Milky Way. There are really bright stars that have got to be planets. No moon. This is a new moon night. And it's stunning. It's just beautiful. And you remember all those voices. And how they weren't aligned with this beauty. They took energy. They took heart. They took time. Where do those voices come from? You're suddenly sitting on a big stone. And around you are positioned several large boulders. And one by one, each boulder has someone or something come sit on it. There could be animals, people, children, angels. All on these boulders around you. It's hard to see them well because it's so dark. And so you ask for some help from the Mother Earth to understand. And you feel a glow coming up from the earth, a glow of warmth, of nourishment, of love. It makes the boulder you're sitting on glow. And it starts to fill you with this reassuring motherly presence, the ultimate mother. No matter what kind of mom you may have experienced, this is the ultimate mother love. And she's holding you. And she says, "This is where you go when you need to sort out the voices, the wounds. And a beam of light spreads from the boulder you're sitting on to the one directly to your right. And that boulder lights up, and who or whatever sitting on it is looking at you. It could be a person or an animal. And in their eyes you see this pain that maybe it isn't even your pain, but you've been feeling. It's been cycling energy with you. You can now see as you get more clearly focused on this being or animal, you can see that there are intricate lines of light and webbing and cords connecting you to this feeling, this being. And there's no malice here. You haven't been coerced or controlled. This is just something that's occurred over time as you've connected in with this pain body. And it's time to let it go. And as you look into the eyes of this being or animal, there's an understanding that I am here for a purpose, and you do not any longer have to be part of that purpose. You can let this go. And so with your hands, you gather all around any cords or wires or light beams that are connecting you to this being, and you grab them all together in one bundle. And your hands send love. Love to these connections that connect you to this being, that connect you to you. You send love, and love travels down both directions. So it's coming toward you. It's coming toward the being. And it gets closer and closer, and suddenly the love is at both ends of these cords, and they release. And you drop them to the ground and watch them smolder and die. And the being gets filled with light and shoots right up into the heavens and becomes like a star. And when you look back down, the boulder's even gone. Wow. That's amazing. Huh. And you feel so much better, so much lighter. There's no energy going to all of that. You feel a tap on your shoulder, and you look over to your other side, and wow, there's some scary winged looking thing there. I don't know what that is. It could be a dragon person. It's very mythical looking. Some ancient old, this is old, this is some old stuff. And it's standing there, and its wings are spread, and it has arms on its hips, and it's funny looking, like, snout, and it's looking at you, and it's not trying to attack you or anything, but it radiates all this fear and primal terror and Freddy Krueger energy. It's just very menacing. Somehow you're still safe, but it's right there next to you. And its heat is covering you, and its breath is bad, and you just don't like this. I don't want this anymore. This is something that is just, I'm tired of having it hover over me, making me afraid and wanting to run away from my life. No. And you look at it and you realize that's the magic word. No, you're not invited. Go away. I'm done. I am done with you. And it looks at you, and the fires inside of it burst out and consume it. And just like that, in a flash of fire, it crumbles into dust. And a tiny, tiny spark of light comes out of this pile of dust and gently floats up into the sky to become one of the stars. Oh, wow. Feel lighter and safer and happier. And even though it's a new moon night and it's dark, you don't feel afraid of the dark even. For you can see the light inside of everything. Now that that menace is gone, you notice that it's not an empty field. There's trees, there's bushes, there's signs of life around you that are being further illuminated by the starlight. It's getting more and more beautiful. And perhaps there are more boulders with more things or people or animals on them, and you're slowly but surely looking around at them and with a thought disconnecting yourself from that cord and that being and that thought pattern. Whoa, stuff from your parents. Oh, stuff from past relationships. Other people, family. Oh, it's just been all around you all this time, and it's clearing. And as you see different entities and beings disappear, implode, turn into light, transform, more stars float up into the sky. And it becomes brighter and brighter and more beautiful. The light of the stars begins to flow like the river of the Milky Way into a great sweeping river through the sky. And you watch as part of the river begins to rain down on you. Rainbow liquid starlight falling over you, anointing you, making your skin glow and tingle. It falls into your eyes and they are cleared. It falls into your mouth and you're no longer thirsty. It falls into your heart. Oh. Oh, and shimmers of light radiate through you. Oh, it's as if the sun is in your heart, in your belly, as this beautiful starlight falls farther down, anointing your belly, your body, all the way down to your feet. It spreads like shimmering light, pools, puddles of starlight all around you, reflecting the sky above. Nurturing everything around you. The owls, the nighthawks, and other birds of the night continue to fly around you and past you, singing and laughing and dropping gifts around you. And with a burst of laughing joy, you jump up and dance in the star rain, dance in the light, dance in the sense of being lighter and letting go and being magical. And as you dance, the edge of the horizon begins to change colors. It turns pink, and then that lavendery color and the goldy yellows of the sunrise. So beautiful, so amazing. You'll breathe in the light. Let it completely fill you up, even to where your fingertips are tingling in this joyous experience. And as the sun rises, you hear the laughter. As the sun and the Mother Earth reunite on this side of the planet, the dark is gone for now, and the new day has come. Celebrate the darkness, celebrate the light as both are present in the sky with you at this moment. And let that tiny little part of you inside that's been but a babe your entire life experience that joy of new beginnings one more time again, one more time. Feed the body with breath, bringing yourself back to a physical body that's in time and space again. You may still feel a deep connection to the Mother Earth, but you also feel the present, passage of time, the sensation of being alive and your body breathing as well as the earth breathing. All that energy that's been released and then taken back in fills you up, heals you, awakens you, makes you want to wiggle your toes and jiggle your hips and roll your shoulders and come back into full presence, full awareness, full aliveness. Take another breath. Open your eyes. Welcome home.